top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah and the Gemara is going to discuss, before this we've been discussing which types of minim, what works for matzah, what you're allowed to use for the mitzvah of matzah. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what's allowed to be used for maror. So it becomes very technical. I don't know what a lot of these things mean, but hopefully those with arts will help us out. So says the Mishnah, Ve'elu yirakos she'adam yotze behen yidei chavasa bepesach. The following vegetables one may use for their mitzvah of maror on Pesach night. B'chazeres, b'tamcha, u'v'chacharvina, u'v'ulshun, u'v'mara. Those are five listed here. And we'll get to the Gemara, will tell us what exactly each of these, that we'll try a little better in Aramaic, what these things all mean. And the Rishonim discuss, as we had by matzah, is there a preference of which one should use? What's the order of preference here? So Chazaris is mentioned first. We'll see in the Gemara shortly that the mitzvah is actually done using Chazaris. Chazaris, we'll see, also means lettuce. That's the ideal time. But Chazaris is with lettuce. The question is, let's say one doesn't have lettuce, or lettuce is infested with bugs and you can't eat them. Does one have to go in the order, look for tamcha, and then if that tamcha, look for chacharvina? Or no, the order really makes not much of a difference. And the Mishnah goes on to say, Yotzin Bahen, you could use any of these vegetables mentioned, Bein Lachen Bein Yveshin, whether they're moist or whether they are dry. Avalo Kvushin, but if they're kavush, one cannot use that. So what does the word kavush mean? So Rashi says, on the top, Kvushin Bechomets, very top line, last word on the line, Kvushin means Bechomets, they were vinegared, they were pickled in vinegar. So there's a discussion here, it comes out, the din of kavush comes up in regards to Basar V'Chalav as well. The Gemara uses this term in Pesachim later in Chulin, Kovish k'mevushel. Something that is pickled is like it's mevushel. What's the relevance? So let's say I have a piece of meat and I put it in milk for a moment. That does not actually create an iser basar b'chalav. The pasuk says lo sivasha b'gidi b'chalav imao, that only bishel creates iser basar b'chalav. It has to have a lot of heat. Soaking meat in milk is not going to create heat. There's no transfer of time. Maybe a little bit of time. You have to cut out maybe the outside outer shell, but there's no heat involved there. So however the halacha is, the Gemara says, kavush k'mevushel, if you let it soak in whatever kavush means, that's going to create an iser basar b'chalav. So what does kavush mean? So Rashi there also tells us, kavush there in the context of basar b'chalav means you're kavush b'chomets, if you're having it in pickled in vinegar. So the Magen Ram points out, that's Rashi's definition, but the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like other Rishonim. Kavush means soaking it in water, 24-hour period. I take something, I put it in water for 24 hours, not vinegar, water in 24 hours, or in this case of meat and milk, 24 hours, letting it soak for 24 hours, not vinegar. So that's going to be a kavush k'mevushel.
What Rashi say?
Rashi says it's in vinegar, dafka b'chomets. Oh. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like other Rishonim, in water for 24-hour period. So that's the case. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in the context in general, kavush k'mevushel means 24 hours in water. Here too, also in the context of maror, would have to be only in the water, 24-hour period of water. The halach would be the same, and not like Rashi. That's the Magen Avraham defines kavush as. However, the Chok Yaakov says no. Although the Shulchan Aruch Paskins may be in general, kavush k'mevushel means soaking in water for 24 hours. When it comes to maror, soaking in water for 24 hours will not disqualify the maror. Maror is different. Maror is about taste. Soaking in water for 24 hours apparently will not remove the taste of maror, and you can still use maror soaked 24 hours. Has to be dafka if it's pickled in vinegar, that will ruin the time of maror. That's why it's puzzle here. So, therefore, in general, although one the Shulchan Aruch may hold that kavush means soaking in water, by maror he'll disagree and say no, water will not affect the taste.
Isn't if it's something spicy, it's like salty, then it's less, like 18 minutes? If you soak something in something like vinegar, which is chomets,
a little more potent, and it'll remove it.
It'll soak. Right. If you soak it in less time, not 24 hours, it becomes mevushel.
Right. Exactly. I don't think if you're using vinegar, I don't think the Rishonim say you have to have 24 hours. I think it's only if it's water, it will require right. The 24-hour period. Right. Now the Mishnah Berurah actually paskins one should not have soak water, mar in water, mace lace. But the evidence, if a person does use it, so then one can be yotze b'dieved. He says that's only true when it comes to chrein, which has a sharp taste. When it comes to lettuce, one shouldn't be makel at all, even if it was soaked 24 hours, which may be relevant. Prepackaged lettuce sometimes is soaked in water. It has a lot of moisture on it. They soak it, they wet it. One has to ask a shaila whether that's considered kavush or not. Now, it's not soaked. It's not sitting in water, a bucket of water, but it does have a lot of moisture on it. One does have to question whether that's considered kavush l'maisa. So again, the Mishnah says, so when one cannot use mar, that's kavushin. Velo shlukin. A person can't use shlukin. What does shlukin mean? So Rashi defines shlukin as mivush. This is the second line down at the top. Mivushalim harbe meod ad sheni mochim. It's cooked a lot. The point where it starts to disintegrate or becomes a little mushy and soft. That also cannot be used. Now that's also machlokes Rishonim how to define shlukin. Rashi says, as we said, it's more mivushal than normal. It's overcooked. Others say it means less than cooked. Others say it means cooked a little bit, then it's kavush, then it's pickled. And others say it means it's cooked with spices. So there are really four definitions of what shalak means. In general, the way it's understood is like Rashi, that's overcooked. But that can that's also not used, which I don't think is really relevant. I don't think people usually cook the grain or lettuce. And then the Mishnah says, v'lo mevushalim, one can't just stam cook it. And again, shalak is different than mevushalim. That was the machlok which we showed him. Umitstar from the kazayas, and one can mix and match. You can take two of any five or three or five. You can take a little bit of each of the herbs mentioned above and combine them into a kazayas. And the Rishonim, I think we discussed this last week, this line, that mitzvah from the kazayas, was not mentioned by matzah. Matzah also listed a few different types of grains, which can be used. But the Mishnah never mentioned mitzvah from. Rishonim argued, does this din of mitzvah from the kazayas by Mara apply also to matzah? Some say yes. The Mishnah was really connected. The Mishnah should really be read as one. First at the din of matzah, then followed by the din of maror. And when it says mitztarfin, it means going back both on maror and matzah, you could be mitztarf both types of minim to have the kazayas. Others say no, only when it comes to maror can you be mitztarf. When it comes to matzah, you have to use all wheat or all barley, whatever it is that you choose. Mitztarfin does not apply to this.
What is mitztarfin?
Means to join together.
You
could take maror, you could take chazaris, have a little bit of each, even though each individual is less than a kazayas, as long as they combine to a kazayas, you're biyote. Now, in terms of the shear of kazayas, so the question is, where do they find the source of kazayas? Where do they show them know that mor has to be a kazayas? So the pasuk says, matzah morum yochlu, that matzah and mor you're supposed to eat, lashon achila, we always find this kazayas. So that's how some say, we know you have to have a kazayas from mor. The Rosh over in the back says, no, the reason why you know, because the brach is al achilas mor. We say al achilas mor, we say achila, and then nusach bracha, so that's how you know you have to have a kazayas. So they all ask, why does he use the nusach bracha? Why don't you look to the pasuk where it says achlu, clearly in the pasuk? It's the pasuk that says achlu, that you have to have a kazayas. So they say the pasuk Yochlu really refers to the Karban Pesach. In the context of a Karban Pesach, that's why you need a kazayas. But we have no source in the pasuk that says Dafka Maror alone requires a kazayas. So the Rosh says it must be the fact that we have the nusach of Al Achilas Maror, then for that bracha to be true, you have to have an Achilas of a kazayas to be for that nusach of bracha. Okay, so now about Vayter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'yotzim beklach, shalahen, you're able to use the stem of the Maror. This becomes very halachomized also. Apparently, the bugs on the lettuce are very much more found in the leaves. Harder to find on the stalks, they're not there as much. So some will cut the leaves off and just only use stalks because it's much more likely not to have any bugs on the stalks. But either way, your yotze, as long as there are bugs, your yotze both with the leaves and the stalks of them.
This is probably
not as well. I'm not sure if it was as much than as
now
it is
I
now.
Think it's
it is. I once heard of Rav Shor said, there's a Mishnah at Sota that says, talks about the Peros Ginustar, which were the Peros that are found in the Kinaris area, the northern part of Israel, which are very juicy fruits. We don't have those anymore. They're very juicy. The Gemara in Brachos talks about how much of it, like the juices would flow out. We don't have that anymore. The Mishnah in Sota, I believe, said, because of the Churban, we lost that tam of the fruit. Rav Shor said, because the gullus were in for so long, that made the fruit another bad thing, all infested with bugs. That's the newest, the newer phenomenon, because the extended gullus. That's what I heard he once said. So,
which show, Rav Shor?
I'm sure from Brooklyn, yeah. Apparently now grapes also have bugs on them. Grapes are pretty infested with bugs. It's almost impossible to check them. You wouldn't think. From the outside, each grape has to be inspected individually. Every fruit. Like you would think, okay, strawberries, you can't really see. You have all these crevices, you can't check. Grapes, which are smooth, where could the bugs hang out? But apparently they too have bugs. Can you the apples and oranges? That's about it, I think. So,
apples have worms.
Worms. Okay, so...
Fiber.
So the Mishnah says, Ubedemai, Ubedemaiser, Rishon, Demai, which we said was Meiser you bought from an Amharetz. There's a suffix that the Amharets may not have taken Meiser to suffix. So using Demai, Uvimaiser Rishon Shinatla Chumasa, that the Chuma was taken from it. Uvimaiser Sheni Vehaktish Sheniftu, and these things, Maiser Sheni, which is supposed to be brought to Yushalayim, but it was redeemed, or Hektish, which was redeemed, all those things, yeah, you can be Yotze with Femaro for those things. So now the Gemara goes on to explain what are the different medium that were mentioned in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Chazeres is Chasa, which means with a hey, they had lettuce in modern day Hebrew. And says Rashi, Lituga. Does anybody know any other languages? Lituga? Hanan from Miami, know any Spanish? No? So I have my father-in-law is from South America, so he knows Spanish quite well. So he speaks to his son, my brother-in-law, in Spanish. So he's a Shiva guy in Kolel. So one time he was looking for lettuce. He went to the Spanish guy working. He's like, you have any lettuce? He's like, what's lettuce? I don't understand what's lettuce. He said, lituga, lituga. So then he knew what he was talking about. Lituga, apparently in French and also in Spanish, means chasa, means lettuce. You don't know Spanish, huh? So that's what lichasa means in Spanish. Okay, that one we know. Ulshin means hindvi, which Rashi says some type of grass occurring in Kar Shipla. Any word on what that means from the articles? No, hindvi? Okay. Tamcha means amarab.
Endimes or chikaru.
Endimes, okay.
Endimes or chikaru.
I don't know what chikaru, but I know what endimes are. So
chikaru, was when grown underground, is called endime.
Uh-huh, okay.
It's bitter,
okay. We'll assume it's something bitter. Tamcha, says the Gemara, amarab bar barachana tamchasa shema. That's what it's called. Nothing really out of there, but I think some interpret this to mean this is the chrein. That's what we use, the sharp maror that was used. Now it's a discussion that we've shown them really post game whether that can be that's ideal to be used, this chrein. So the Gra used to apparently use the chrein. Now it seems to be more the Shulchan Aruch says the best thing to use is chazeres, which is the lettuce. That's the best thing, romaine lettuce. The Gra apparently used chrein. He did use this chrein, and this machlokes poskim how to treat the chrein. The Mishnah Berurah says don't eat it shalem because it's very dangerous. It's too sharp. The Gra was makbid not to chop the chrein until he got home from shul that night, Pesach night. He wouldn't do it erev Pesach. That's the I don't know how else. It's that
stalk,
white. It's that white stalk.
Horseradish.
Yeah. So the Gra was makbid not to cut it until he got home from shul. Otherwise, they would lose the flavor. He wouldn't do it erev Pesach and let it sit in the container. He would wait until he got home from shul. But that's what the Gra would use for his mara apparently. So then the Mishnah, the Gemara goes on to say, Charchavina, which is another thing mentioned in the Mishnah, Amar Shimon ben Levi, or Rish Lakish rather, Atzvasa de Dikla, which is something grown on the date tree.
The
it wraps around it, the canvas, I'm not sure what that means for us. And Uvimara Miryasa, something bitter, again, still not sure what that is either. So those are the different meanings that were mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Tani bar kapara elu yirakos she'adam yotzi behem yidei chavasim bepesach be'ulshin u'betamcha u'becharchalin u'becharchavinoin u'bechazarin. That's where the Tanakam of this new Braisa lists a number of minim, which is pretty much the same as we have in our Mishnah. Rehuda comes along and omer af olshe sadev olshe gina v'chazer. He added on top of these things different types of vegetables that were grown in the field and grown in the garden and olshe. So, and Chazeres, which was on the list already. So the Gemara says, Ola Sheginah v'Chazeres ha-tain le-resha. Rabbi Huda added two things that were already mentioned. The Tanakam of this Brisa already said, told us Chazeres, and already told us Ulshin. What's Rabbi Huda coming to add? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, Af Ola Shesadek Ola Sheginah. The Tanakam was talking about Ola Sheginah. These Ulshin, which those were the endimes that were grown in the garden. So Behuda says, even those that were grown out in the field have the same din as those that were grown in the garden and work as Mara, the Chazeres. And the Chazeres as well, he added. So Chazeres, I guess, is different than Chazarin, which are mentioned in the Tanakama. The way it's read is, Af Ol Shesada is like Ol Shegina v'Chazeres. It's similar to those two things mentioned in the Tanakama. Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Osvis v'Tura, Umar Yurur. Those items are, those minim are also qualify as Mar. And Amar Levi Yossi, Asvus Vitura Achadhu, Umar Zehu Yurur. So again, I'm not really sure what these minim are. Any insight from the articles what these things mean? Nope. Okay. So, alright. These are more types of things used for Mar.
Bitter things.
Bitter things, okay. So Tani the Rabbi Shmuel Elu Yerakos Shealdom Yotzei Behem Yidei Chavasim BePesach BeChazeres BeUlshin BeTamcha BeCharavinan BeCharginan VeArdvuf Dufnin. Another brisa which lists a number of other things which work as vegetables for Mara. Rehuda Omer Af Chazeres Yulin VeChazeres Galin Kiyotzei Behem, and he adds another couple of things on the list. Rabbi Eli Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar Af Arkavalin. So another min which I still don't know what that means. VeChazarti Akol Tamidav, and I went back looking for Tamidim VeKashi Li Chaver. And he was trying to, Rabbi Elazar was trying to look for someone who agreed with him that said that our kavalim are considered one of the maras, and he didn't find anybody who was going to be in agreement with him. When he finally got to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and he finally admitted to me, I finally found the chaver, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who agreed that our kavalim would be included on the list of minim that work for mara. Yehuda Omer, so all the things listed up until now have been specific minim. Rabbi Yehuda actually gives us a klal how to know which minim work. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol sheishal sraf, any that has a type of sap. It's not a sap, is really more for a tree. How do they define this for a vegetable?
Any vegetable which upon being cut oozes a white milk liquid.
Right, that's what like Rashi says.
Yeah,
what is there like a technical term for that or whatever? You squeeze it and something comes out of it, I guess. As Rashi, we can look that inside. Rashi says sraf. It's kishesochtin oso b'mokam chitucho. You squeeze it in the place where it's been cut. Yotzimemenu sraf love on a white type of sap or juice. Kichalav like milk v'korin liton. Lighten. Okay. So that's the klal that Rabbi Yehuda tells us. That's how you check for a vegetable that is considered a maro. V'yochan ben broka omer kol sheponov machsifin. Wherever the face is machsifin, which Rashi says, machsifin eino yark me'od kekarsi ela paldish. It's not so green. It's
white green.
Okay. Then the Acherim Omrim, others say no. The klal is as follows: Kol Yerk Mar Yesh Lo Sraf Uparam Machzifim. Anything bitter has this white liquid, and it has the lighter type of color. That's the klal. So that's he requires Acherim basically require both of these things. Rashi says Kol Yerk Mar Tervayo Islay. You require both these dinim because that tells us that it's going to be something that's bitter. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Medivre Kulan, from all the above mentioned Nishitas, Nilmad Yerek Mar Yesh Lo Sraf Upon Machsifin. So Rashi says, Kol Mefarshim Shemos Hayirakos. All the ones who explain list the names of the vegetables, Kigon Masnisin, Vitana de Bekapara, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, Vitana de Beishma, all those people who listed names, Mukul and Lamanu, from all them we learn, Shamaro, Yesh, Lo, Sraf, Upon Machsifin, Shabachol, Yerakos, Ha'el, Halalu, Rowan, Anu, Behen, Masimanu, Ha'elu. So all those mentioned, actually, if you test it out, they all are a lighter color, and if you were to crack it and squeeze it where the crack was, you'll see some of this white stuff oozing out of it. So I'm not sure if anyone had checked the Chorin. I don't think the Chorin has that, though. The Chorin's like very dry. I don't know if you crack it and squeeze it, anything will come out of that. That could be wrong.
You squeeze it, you can make an oil.
From the Chorin?
Probably.
Really?
You can make an oil from everything.
I'm saying, but like, from let's say, myself. Let's say, you can't, it's too hard to squeeze it.
Maybe by the time machines.
Dry,
maybe
if you crack it,
it may dry by then, maybe.
If you put it in a Breville, you could use it anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, if you put it in a... A blender.
But is that referring to a blender or?
You wouldn't get any juice out of it. If you put even if you put an entire bag of kale into the juicer, you get only this much juice out of it. You do get juice.
Yes.
So I would assume the same thing with what's it called with
crane,
which is much more moist than kale. You would definitely get some sort of zay out of it.
The question is that do you test it using a blender or do you test it doing just
not a blender.
I'm saying whatever it is, I'm saying like this testing, talking about a juicer, or are you just talking about man made, like me just squeezing it in my hand?
Yeah,
that's
juice.
Probably didn't have juice at the time.
What?
Probably didn't have a juicer anyways, right?
Well, maybe, I don't know, they had wine presses and stuff, I don't know.
Not electrical,
right?
They
had
a juicer.
Fine, so then the Gemara says, with the Ravina now. Ravina Ashkecha, the Rav Achabre, the Rav. Ravina found the Rav Achabre, the Rav, the Havamahada, Amri Rasa. He always looked out for Amri Rasa, which was Maror, whatever Maror means. That's the type of min which Rashi says is Puprits. That's the Maror that he always used on Pesach. Amrlei, my Daitcha, the Marin Tvei. Why do you want to use this Maror? Because it was the most bitter? Is that why? V'ha Chazeres tonight? Doesn't our Mishnah say Chazeres, meaning listed as the first thing, Rashi says? V'ha Anan Reisha, the cool Chazeres tonight? Rashi says there's the preference The preference is based in the order. The first thing mentioned is Chazeres. So why are you going based on Mara, which is the last thing mentioned in the Mishnah? Metana de Beis Shmuel Chazeres. He also said the best thing to use was Chazeres. V'ramar b'oshaya mitzvah b'chazeres. The mitzvah is with Chazeres. The ideal mitzvah. V'amar Rava, my Chazeres chasa. What's Chazeres? Like we said above, it means lettuce. And my chasa, why is it called lettuce? The chas rachmana ilayim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was chas. He had rachmanas on us in Mitzrayim. Rashi says, my chasa, my taima karina and lei chasa, mishum de zecher hu de chas rachmana alon alma lahacha kaima, because it was supposed to be remembering how Kadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on us. But Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yonos on lama nimshul Mitzrayim the Kamara. Why the Mitzrayim compared to Mara? Lo mar lachama Mara zeshe tchilas arach. In the beginning stages, Mara is very soft. V'sofa lakasha, but the end it becomes hard. Af Mitzrayim tchilas and racha v'sofa kasha. So in the beginning they're soft, in the end they become very hard in terms of their subjugation, their servitude. From all this we see that the ideal thing to use for Mara is chasa, lettuce. And not Mara. Amrlei Hajabi, I was Chose. You're right. I shouldn't be looking for Mara. The best thing to do is Chazeres, which is lettuce. And that's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. The ideal thing to use is lettuce.
Chazeres is Chorein?
No. Mara is Chorein. Tamcha is Chorein. Chazeres is Chasa.
But does it mean to use it while it's soft or after it already turns? Because there's a later point where seemingly it's turning harder or more bitter.
So this is a discussion, let's say, using lettuce. That sweet lettuce, not sweet, but lettuce that isn't bitter. We have lettuce, it tastes like nothing. So they discuss this point. Apparently, maybe in the beginning stages of lettuce, it's a little more bitter, but we wait till the end, which is a little softer and not as bitter anymore. So they discuss this, whether one is yotze using non-bitter lettuce. Many say you're yotze because it's not about the flavor. When it comes to lettuce, when it comes to maro, it's about the tam. When it comes to chas, it's about what it represents. It means chasa, chas rachmana. Others, like the Chazon Ish, said no, even when it comes to chas, it also has to have a taste of being bitter. And therefore, the Chazon Ish was not very into using chas that didn't have any bitter taste. Remember once in YU, someone was going around, and one of the Rebbeim had come across this lettuce that had a bitter taste. He was going around the base of Medrash, giving everyone to taste. It could be what that was. I don't know what it was. It was lettuce. He was giving out to everybody to taste it. It really had a bitter taste. It was lettuce, and it had a bitter taste. And it's not quite what we use as romaine lettuce. You can be yotze the din of chasa, having the shame chasa, and you can be yotze the ta'am of maror. It's arugula, you said?
I think it's arugula. So they even make a arugula that's like wasabi flavor, basically.
So maybe that's what it was. I don't know. It was years ago. I don't remember what it was. Now it comes out here also from this Gemara. The Gemara is interesting that why we use chasa, because the chas rachmana. Rashi says to remember Kadosh Baruch Hu was chasanas. Sounds a little bit different than our understanding of maror is to remember the bitterness he went through, not to remember how Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. And that remembrance. So there's a discussion, according to some, that Mara, in fact, is a din chayr. So I think the Tzlach either here, the Tzlach in Brachos talks about the idea so that even the Mara is a din chayr, which means we have Mara to show us how bad the Avdus was in Mitzrayim. Showing how bad the Avdus was shows how great the God, the Geula, was. The worse it was shows how much the Geula was. So that's supposed to be a contrast. You're supposed to have something that's so bitter. This is how bad we were, but that really highlights the greatness of the Geula. That's how some say. And maybe they use this Gemara as a riot. I don't remember. Gemara says further. Now, Amar Leirav Nechruchumi La'abaye. Mimai Dehai Mara Min Yerek. How do you know that the Mara mentioned in the Torah really means a vegetable? Ema Mirasa Duchufya. Maybe it means something else that's called bitter, which Rashi says, Mara Shel Dag Sheshmokein. It's a bitter fish. Others have a different interpretation. I think maybe an animal that is bitter. But according to Rashi, it means a bitter fish. So how do you know? It means a fish, not a vegetable. Says the Gemara, Dumi de Matzah. Mara has supposed to be similar to matzah. Because there's a hekesh between the two. Ma matzah gedule karka, af mara gedule karka. Has to be something that grows from the ground. Ve'ema. So on this line, by the way, some ask the following question. How are B'nai Yisrael yotze the mitzvah of mara in matzah in Mitzrayim, in the Midbar? There's no gedule karka. It was a desert, nothing to grow from. How are they yotze? They ask this question. They point out, I think, based on they could have used these pots, even through atav she'eino nakov, one of those pots, you could grow things even without the ground, and you're able to. That's considered gedule karka. It doesn't have to be dafka mamish growing from the ground. It has to be something that grows. Lav dafka the ground, though. Right. So they point that out from this line here. So the Gemara asks, "Ve'ema hirduf?" Maybe it means a hirduf. which Rashi says was the eitz shehimtuk bo Moshe's meimar, with the type of wood that Moshe Rabbeinu threw into the bitter waters to make it sweet. V'amrinan neis b'soch neish hu hayamar v'hu hirduf. It was bitter and it was a hirduf and it was still used. So maybe mar means this hirduf. Where did they find hirduf in the article? Anything on that?
Bitter.
Just bitter?
Stuff used in my Moshe. I don't know what it was.
Didn't say what it was. Okay.
Is that referring to the cedar wood that Moshe planted and threw it inside?
No, not the cedar wood.
That's the Mingos.
Yeah, that was planted by Yaakov on the way down. Yeah.
So which wood was this?
This was a piece of wood. Maybe it could have been in the wilderness there that he found and just threw it into the water. I don't know what that made a cactus. I don't know what else do you find in the desert. Not really sure. So then the Gemara says, "Ve'ema hirduf, do me the matzah. It has to be matzah. Ma matzah min zroim, af mar min zroim. It has to be something that is planted." So I'm not sure what hirduf. I guess is it. I'm not sure. I guess it's a wood as opposed to a zera. So that's why hirduf can't be what mar is. Ve'ema hirzifu. Maybe it's hirzifu, something a little bit different. What Rashi says hirzifu is min zera v'sam hamavas lebehemahu. It is a zera, but it actually is poisonous for animals. So maybe that's what it refers to. Maybe that's the type of maror you need. Dumi dematza ma matza shini keches bekesav meiser af maror shini kech bekesav meiser. It has to be something just like matza, something that one can buy. When you are your podem meiser sheni, you put it onto kesef. You bring that kesef to Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, you use that money to buy food. So just like matza, something that you have to buy food though. So just like matza, something you could use. You could buy matzah with the kesef of the Meiser Sheni, so tomorrow has to be something that you can buy with the kesef of Meiser Sheni. However, this hirzuf zifu, which is poisonous, would not be considered ochel, and you couldn't buy it with the kesef of Meiser Sheni, therefore it's excluded.
Just to clarify,
sure.
We said before in the previous, the Mir said, the matzah, ma matzah, minzoyim, ach, mar, minzoyim. How is matzah a type of, like, herb?
It's a seed. It's a seed that gets turned into a food, as opposed to a tree and wood.
The seed is originally considered herb.
I think it has to come from a seed, meaning
wheat.
Right,
wheat is not herb.
No, there have been
it's zera. You planted.
Hey.
I guess they use a bunch of herb.
I know, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Gemara says Amarle Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labai. Ema Mara Chad, maybe one? Maybe why are there five different things listed, and according to the Bryce, there's many more listed for the type of Mara? Maybe Mara Chad only have one. Mirorim Ksiv, the Pasuk says multiple Mirorim, the number of Maras, therefore we have a number of them that could work. Vema Mirorim Tre, Mirorim means two at least. Why? Maybe it should be two and no more. Dumi de Matza, Ma Matza, Minim Harbe, Af Mara Minim Harbe. Just like Matza, we have the five grains, so the Mara more than two.
Just, I'm sorry to go back for a moment.
Yeah.
Didn't we have, if I couldn't find it, that we had a debate as to whether or not you could be yotzei with masa that was from Meiser Sheni? Was that a machlokes this time?
Yeah, we did have that discussion at Meiser Sheni, yeah. This is talking about things that can be bought with Meiser Sheni, just what's considered ochel, what's not considered ochel, but not using dafka Meiser Sheni, though.
Just using the criteria for Meiser Sheni.
Right. But not even Meiser Sheni, what you could use to the money of Meiser Sheni to buy something else. That's just, we're using that as a model. It's a strange model to use, but we're not actually using Meiser Sheni. But the Gemara will discuss it later on, about B'chol Moshe Seichim, that was the din you're talking about by Matzah, whether that's going to apply tomorrow. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Yirakos Sh'amru Chachamim Sh'adam Yotzi B'heni Dei Chavasim B'Pesach, those things mentioned in the Mishnah and others, that one is Yotzi, the Mitzvah Mara, Kula Nizron Baruga Achas. They all can be planted in one aruga, in one, one what?
Row.
Not one row necessarily. It's a whole design here they have, where you have five, you could plant them in the ends, and then one in the middle, a whole,
patch,
right, there you go. So, the Gemara says, L'meimra deles behu mishum kalayim. Is this to imply that the different vegetables are not subject to kalayim, that you can grow them all together, plant them all together? So Meisiv Rava asked the following question. Chazeres v'chazeres galen. Olshin v'olshe soda. Krishin v'krishi soda. Kusbar v'kusbar soda. Chardel v'chardel mitzvi v'dilasa mitzvi v'haramutza. All those things enam kalayim zeh bezer. None of those vegetables can be subject to kalayim. So the Gemara says, well, it sounds like chazeres v'chazeres galen. Those two can't be kalayim. The couples, they're listed as groups. However, in. There's no klaim. But chazeres ve'ulshin, anything else from the other types of matches, lo, would not be allowed to be planted together, which would imply that there would be klaim. Within 1 minute of chazeres and ulshin ve'ulshin sodeh, there's no klaim. And chazeres and chazeres galen, no klaim. But mixing and matching chazeres with ulshin, that would be klaim. Maybe no, it's a whole list. They weren't meant to be in groups. All those listed are not subject to klaim. The Mishnah says they're listed in pairs. So chazeres and chazeres galan is a pair. There's no klaim. Olshin v'olshin sada is a pair. No klaim. But mixing one from the other would be a problem of klaim. So how then does the Rav say that one's allowed to plant them all in one patch? Sound like there's no klaim with any of the meaning of Mara. So, Katani, the mind is Nizram. What does it mean, Nizram, planted together? So, the Amar Rab Nizram Kilchasam, they were planted in that pattern, the halachic way permitted, whereby you have a whole row, a whole patch, and you do 1 min on one side of the field, another min on the other side, another min on the other side, another min on the other side. You have four sides with different minim, and in the center, with the right space in between, you have a fifth min. The Gemara on Shabbos, if you remember, discussed that, like in the middle of Shabbos, discussed these Mishnayos of Kalayim, a confusing piece. So that's the halacha. That's when you're allowed to plant them together. So the Gemara says, Kilchas and Tanina. We already have a Mishnah that tells us the proper way to plant these different minim. What's Rav coming to add to us? So what's the Mishnah tell us? Aruga, right? This is the Mishnah in Kalayim, and it also appears in Shabbos. Kalayim, Shehi, Shishal, Shisha Tvachim. It's 6x6 Tvachim. That's the measurements. Zorim besocha chamisha. You're allowed to plant five different minim in this patch. Zeroanim arba al arba ruchos. Four on each of the four sides, like I explained. Haruga ve'achas be'em. So one of them in the center of the patch. So Gemara says. So why do you need Rav? Mal the same. What would you?
Five though. No, when you get six.
I meant five. I'm sorry. I meant five.
Oh, okay.
So mal the same. Hanimile bizrom. That only applies to comes to seeds of abba yirakos lo. Maybe when it comes to vegetables. That Rashi says about Birakos, lo di Birakos yan kitve, they're yonik more, they take more, for they are much more potent in terms of pulling away from the other vegetables. Maybe this pattern would not work for vegetables. Kamash Mula, no, by Birakos also, you're allowed to use this aruga, this patch of 4x4 and one in the middle, that works as well. Mara says, Lamemra, is this to say, the Irakos Aldima Mizram, is this to say that vegetables are stronger in terms of Yanika than that of regular Zram seeds? That's not, the Mishnah tells us otherwise. Kol Mine Zram, Ein Zorn Barugachas. I think you're right when it meant to row, by the way. I'm sorry. All seeds cannot be planted in one row. Kol Mine Irakos Zorn Barugachas. But all vegetables can be planted in one row. So it sounds like Irakos are not Yonik. The Zeroim are Yonik more than the Yirakos. So we have two different Mishnahs that teach different things. Are Yirakos stronger or are Zeroim stronger? Gemara says, Mal the same, honey Marer min Zeroim nihu, ninhu kamashmalam. The Havamina was that no, Marer was actually a min Zeroim. Marer was a type of seed, not a vegetable. You're right, vegetables are not as strong in terms of being Yonik from the ground. You're right. But the Havamina was that Marer is like Zeroim, has the same category, has the same grouping as Zeroim. Kamashmalah, no, Maror is considered a vegetable. Says the Gemara. There's actually an interesting toast I won't get into right now. We're running out of time. But the toast on the top here has this kashan answer. We can actually pull out the answer. If you go on that toast, it's aruga. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Vomer Ri. Just to see what the Ri says. Forget the question. Vomer Ri. Dehocha eina mishim yanika ela mishim irvuv la'achashu gedolim. So, what's the din of klaim? If I ask you, what's the halach of klaim? One would tell me klaim is when they're yonik, when you have two different minim and you're mixing them together, I'm crossbreeding two different vegetables, fruit, or whatever it is. The problem is that you're crossbreeding them. You've created a new hybrid of a vegetable or a fruit. Ri tells us it's not about that. It's about having them just mixed together in the way they're planted, not in the way they're grown, in the arvuvia, the way they're planted. That's the problem. There's a halacha, the Gemara, in the first parak of the first daf of Bava Basra quotes this Mishnah. It's a famous Mishnah because of that. That if you put a fence in between grapes on one side and wheat on the other side, a fence, and there's almost no separation, there's not a problem of klaim. When it comes to klaim, it's all about appearance, not about how it actually grows into a new hybrid necessarily. That's the opinion of the Ri. It's all about the arvuvia, whether it looks like it's mixing together or doesn't look like it's mixing. If there's enough of a separation, or if there's a wall, there's no arvuvia anymore. It's permitted, regardless of what type of yanika is going on underneath the ground.
it's planting, taking it in a hand, in your hand.
That's the Rabbi Hoshaya, right? It says
you take
exactly
grapes and you put in and you throw it out in one hand.
Exactly.
So that's not actually growing into
right.
If you plant them with one together,
right.
That's
so that's the halacha. We happen to pass in that way, but not everybody agrees to that halacha. But yeah, that is Gemara and Bracha is one of the three things we pass in, like Rabbi Eli, I think is it. Okay. So Gemara says, Zroim and Sakadaitech, was there really such a Havamina that Mara was a in the category of Zroim, of seeds? V'hatanan Yirakos. The Mishnah clearly says it's our Mishnah, Amun Aleph, says it's clearly Yirakos, it's vegetables. V'tani Bar Kabar, Yirakos. V'tani Debei Shmuel, Yirakos. Everybody says it's vegetables. Who thought that it was actually going to be Zroim? So Chazeres Itzrich Lei. No, we didn't need it for Chazeres. Sakadaitech Amina, whole of the Sofa L'Hakshos. Since in the end, Chazeres turns into something hard. Nisiv le ravcha tfei, you'd have to give it a little bit more room since it gets hard. You need to space out a little bit more. Lav amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, klach shakaruv. This root, this stalk, shehukshu, that gets hard. Marchivin lo base rovea, you need to give it more space. Alma kaven de sofa lahakshos yahivne le ravcha tfei hachanami nisiv le ravcha tfei. So we see this, Rabbi Yossi, when it comes to something harder, and that becomes hard in the end, you need to give it a little bit more space in terms of kalayim. So some thought also in terms of chazer, since it starts off rach, starts off soft and moist, it ends up turning to something hard, maybe here also you'd have to give it more space than normal, more than the 6x6 tvachim patch and design we said above. Kamash mila, no, when it comes to chazer, it could fall into the normal halacha of 6x6 inch tvachim and 4x4 on each side, one in the center, and it's no different. When it comes to Chazar. So that's the Chiddush here. Says the Gemara, now Yotzen behen bein lach and bein yivashin v'chul. According from the Mishnah, that one can be Yotze with Marr, whether it's moist, whether it's dry, you're Yotze. So Amar B'chisli comes along to qualify this, lo shano el b'klach. This is only true when it comes to the actual stalk, you can use even a dry stalk of the leaf. Aval ba'olin lachin in yivashin lo, when it comes to the leafy part, only if the leaf is still moist, but if it's dried up, so then one cannot be Yotze with the leaf. But the Mishnah says, "Beklach shelahen, mechlal dereisha olin." So the end of the Mishnah told us about the klach, the stalks. Up until now, we haven't mentioned the stalk. The way the Mishnah reads is, one can be yotze bein lach and bein yivashin. So only at the end we mention the klach, the stalk. Sounds like the reisha is talking about leaves. And when talking about leaves, the Mishnah says, when talking about leaves, you can be yotze bein lach and bein yivashin. Sounds like even Yivashin you can be Yotzei the dry leaves. Says the Gemara, Krushe kamifarish. It's coming to explain. Meaning, Ki kasani bein lach and bein Yivashin. When the Mishnah said you can be Yotzei with moist and dry, it wasn't referring to the leaves. Aklach. That's what the Mishnah says. You're Yotzei klach, and that's referring to dry, both moist and dry leaves. Both moist and dry, that's a reference to the stalks, not to the leaves. Meisvei, the Gemara asks, Yotzen behen u'beklach shelahen. You can be Yotze with them and with the stalks. With them means the leaves. With the leaves and the stalks, bein lach and bein yivashin, divrei Rabbi Meir. Even the stalks, you can be Yotze if they're dry. The Chacham omrim, the lach and Yotzen behen, yivashin and Yotzen behen, across the board. Chacham say, when it comes to both the leaves and the stalks, you're only Yotze if they're moist. When it comes to both the stalks and the leaves, you are not Yotze if they're dry. The Shavin, they're both in agreement, she Yotzen behen kemushin. Which Rashi says is piltzdough. Any definition of kamushin?
Withered.
That's dried. Not too dried, a little bit dried. Everyone, if it's a little bit dried, that comes up when it comes to aravos. If it's a little bit dried, everybody agrees it's okay. But if they're completely dried, then they're not good. Aval lo kavushin, as we defined in the Mishnah, v'lo shlukin, v'lo mufushalim, kol shadavar, kol sheyesh bo tam mar, yotzen bo, v'chol she'ein bo tam mar, ein yotzen bo. That's the klal. Whenever it has taste of a mar, a bitter taste, it's yotzen. Well, comes out from all this brisa, however, it sounds like from Divrei Meir that even by the stalks and the leaves, both them, even the leaves, one can be yotzen if they're dry, says the Gemara, Targuma klach. Rabbi Meir made a statement, bein yivashin, bein lachin, that was only in respect to the klach, but not in respect to the olin.
What is klach?
Klach is a stalk of the lettuce. You have a piece of lettuce, so the middle part, the hard part in the center, and the leaves, the olin, are the leaves on the side. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabban, ein yotzen behen kemushin, you're not yotze with this partially dried mara. Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Amru Yotzin Behen Kamushin. You can be Yotze through the partially dried mar. Boy Rami Bar Chama. He had the following question: Mal sheyotze adam midei chavasa b'maror shel ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Can one take ma'aser sheni and bring it to Yerushalayim? That's where you're supposed to eat. Where you have to eat ma'aser sheni. Can it be yotze your mitzvah maror in Yerushalayim? So aliba der b'kiva lo tibaydecha. According to Rabbi Kiva, which we said earlier, this was never a question. We'll see Rashi in a second why. Hash de b'matza derais enafik b'mar derban mibay. When it came to Rabbi Kiva, held that the Rashi tells us here. Rashi says hash de matza de meiser dida derais. And when it comes to matza, which comes from the grains, there's a chiv derais to take meiser and meiser sheni on this. There's a chiv derais. Vikel Mifshleim, one may have disqualified matzah of Ma'is Hasheni, Mishum De'ein Lahetib Moshvos, Ka'amar Rabbi Kiva Denafik. One would have said, maybe you're not Yotze with Ma'is Hasheni, because as we said before, it says, Bechol Moshvos Seichem. It has to be a type of food. When it comes to matzah, it has to be a food that can be eaten anywhere. But Ma'is Hasheni cannot be eaten anywhere. It can only be eaten in Ma'is Hasheni. So Rabbi Yossi said, you cannot be Yotze with Ma'is Hasheni. However, Rabbi Kiva said, despite that fact, even though it says Bechol Moshe Seichem, Rabbi Kiva still said you are Yotze with Matzah. He does not; he's not bothered by the fact that it says Bechol Moshe Seichem, even though it's limited where you can eat it, you're still Yotze. Says Rashi, continued, V'hol v'i mitame park lev eshle hetter. Since, if this Ma'aser Sheni were to become Tame, you can be podet, and then this fruit can be eaten anywhere. That hole is enough for Rabbi Kiva to say it can be eaten anywhere. So when it comes to matzah, which is deraisa, Rabbi Kiva allows you to be yotze with Ma'aser Sheni of matzah. So certainly when it comes to maror, which is only a din derabanan of Ma'aser Sheni, certainly he would allow you to be yotze in Yerushalayim of that. Now the reason of that is because what's deraisa when it comes to Ma'aser? Well, Ma'aser, what's deraisa? Dagon v'tiyar shav yitzarcha. The grains, the olive oil or olives, and grapes. Those are the three things that are chayim and deraisa when it comes to ma'aser. Ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni. The Rambam holds that all fruit are actually deraisa, not only those three, but all kol peros. But everybody agrees that vegetables are certainly only midirabanan. So since Rabbi Kiva says when it comes to matzah, which everybody agrees is deraisa because of the gancha, that he could be yotze Yerushalayim, certainly mar, which is only vegetables, one can also be yotze in Yerushalayim. So what was the shaila? The only question Rami Bar Chama had was in regards to Ali de Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, Haglili. So Mai, when he says, B'matzah deraisa hu delo nafik, only when it comes to matzah, you cannot be yotze with matzah of Ma'aser Sheni because it's not Bechol Moshe Seirem, you can't eat it anywhere. Avab Mar de Rabbanon nafik, but since Mar is a lesser level, it's only de Rabbanon. So okay, so that you can be yotze, since the Ma'aser Sheni of Mar is only de Rabbanon, maybe you can be yotze even that. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps one might say, called the Tekina Rabbanon came deraisa deacon. We have this very well-known concept. Whenever the Chacham made a takana, they establish it like a deraisa. So therefore, just like a matzah on a deraisa level, one cannot be yotze with ma'aser sheni, according to Rabbi Yossi Gli, so too the whole same halacha would apply to Mar. Again, even though Mar is only derabanan, came deraisa. So how does Mar only derabanan? Rashi explains, came deraisa deacon. Well, first Rashi says, Maror is the Maisa Yerek Midirabanan, who? Who Midiraisa Islay Heter Bimoshros Mibai. Midiraisa, on every level, one can eat Maror anywhere you want on a Diraisa level. Kain Diraisa Tikun, Veinlo Heter Bimoshros. Once we made an institution that you have to take Maror, Maisa Shani from Maror, so it's no longer in practice, you cannot eat it anywhere. Umar iskish lamatza, there's a hekish, ma matza ba'inan ne'achels b'chol moshros, even though it doesn't say b'chol moshros by Maror, but there's a hekish. Af mar nami ba'inan yeshlo heter. So too, just like matzah requires a heter of b'chol mosho, so too mar does. Now there's lishna achrina Rashi quotes here. Matzah bizman hazed deraisa umar midirbanam. They weren't referring to the chiv of meiser, but they're referring to the chiv of eating matzah and mar. Not the chiv of meiser, but the chiv for me to have mitzvah matzah and mar on Pesach night. The parak basa, the end of the last parak of the Maseches Pesachim, v'zeshim. So that's what he heard. V'zeshimati. That's what Rashi says. I heard that shot once before, but he has a kasha. He says, kasha li, bizman hazeh, mi maski, ma'aser sheni l'Yerushalayim. But nowadays, if we're talking about bizman hazeh, and you're telling me there's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, well, bizman hazeh, there's only a mitzvah of ma'aser sheni. There's no mitzvah anymore of ma'aser sheni, bizman hazeh. So we can't be referring to bizman hazeh. We must be referring to bizman hamikdash, where there's a chiv of ma'aser sheni. Okay, we could stop the Rashi there. There's more to say, but that's enough of Rashi now. So the Gemara answers in the end, Amarava Mistavra Mata Umara. So it seems to Rava that since Mata Umara, which means Rashi says, Mata Umara, Hukshu yacha, the hekesh of the pasuk to them together. V'chihecha de matzah yesh aleh shem ma'aser sheni v'lo nafik bay. Ach mar nami yesh aleh shem ma'aser sheni v'lo nafik bay. So Rava learns from the hekesh that even though ma'aser sheni on mar is only a dirabanan, the hekesh is strong enough for Rava to say, just like matzah, one cannot be yotzei ma'aser sheni of matzah according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so too the same would hold true for mar, that one cannot be yotzei ma'aser sheni of mar. Okay, new Mishnah.
So my understanding is if you redeem it, you need only Yerushalayim, right?
If you redeem the fruit, the kesef has to be kept in Yerushalayim to eat there, but the fruit can be eaten anywhere.
That's where we answer.
The question, once you enter Yerushalayim, though, you cannot be posed of the fruit unless it becomes tameh. If it doesn't become tameh, you cannot take it out of Yerushalayim. Says the new Mishnah, Ein shorin es hamursin letanagom. One cannot soak, I think it means refer to the wheats, the shells of the wheat.
Bran.
You can't soak it to make it soft for the chicken. So the concern is, Rashi doesn't say, but the concern is it might, if you soak it for too long, it's going to turn into chametz. Aval cholten, one can be cholted it, which Rashi says, cholten berosin, you could put it in boiling water. She'ein manichin oso lahachmitz. Since it's boiling, constantly it's not going to allow it to become chametz. For starting to become chametz, it has to be slowly rise, but if it's a lot of constant movement going on, all the bubbling, all the boiling, that's not going to give it a moment to ever turn to chametz. So soaking it, letting it sit there in a relaxed atmosphere, that can turn to chametz, that's not allowed. But putting it in boiling water, that will never amount to chametz. Nisha says further, Ha'isha lo tishra es ha-mursin shetolach biyada le-merchatz. A woman should not soak this bran to bring it to the merchatz, which I think they use to rub on their skin. It's good for the skin. I think a lot of creams have oats in them, so it's very good for the skin apparently. So she cannot do that on Pesach because it's going to turn into chametz. Aval safa hi bivsara yavesh. She can rub the bran, the oats, on her skin when it's in the state of being dry. Even the water afterwards is going to get onto it. That's not going to turn into chametz. And then the Mishnah says, lo yulos adam chitin v'yanich amakasa. A person shouldn't chew wheat and then place it on their cut they have. Bipnei shehin machmitos, because when you put it in your mouth, then the water, the saliva, is going to make it all moist and allow it to turn to chametz. One should not do that. Okay, so interesting dinim in regards to the connection of water and the wheat turning into chametz.
Would that be totally on the focus whether you have hana from the chametz?
Would this be considered? It's not derech hana though. This wouldn't be the normal derech hana. Only if it's derech hana, if the exception of arla and something else. I thought we said it right.
We had one mandam who said that you can't have hana. Who's that? Rabbi Yosef Glili, who said?
Rabbi Yosef Glili said you can in general, but even the one said you can't get hana. It can only be derech hana, so the normal way one gets hana. There are only two exceptions in the machalas asuros. You can't. You get the isra even though it's not the normal way of hana. Chametz isn't one of them. Only if it's a normal use will there be an Isser Hana.
So this is if you chew wheat. If
you don't have to chew it to chew. You're chewing it to help it make soft and rub it on your cut to leave it on as
so
like a band-aid.
It's getting chametz on your, not in your mouth.
Exactly.
Chametz in your.
Where once you put the saliva in it and you let it just sit there and soak, the moisture, constant moisture, and they're just sitting there is going to turn into chametz ultimately, I think. Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Eilu Devarim Shein Ban Li Dei Chametz. The following things will not lead to chametz ever. Ha'afoy, something already baked. Once you bake it and you put it into water, it's not going to turn to chametz. Ha'mevushal, something that's already been cooked, won't turn into chametz. V'chalet, shechal to berosin, something that had been boiled in boiling water. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Mevushal, adim vashal, mimechamet. What do you mean? When you're cooking it, it's going to turn into chametz. What it means, saying that's mevushal, is not going to turn into chametz. During the actual cooking process, Rashi explained, "An mevushal le mechame, ba'od shemaim poshrim kodem shiratichu hu machmitz." When you put it into the water, before it actually turns to the point of boiling, it's warm water, then it's going to turn to chametz. Only once it's boiling and there's so much movement in the water, that's going to prevent the bread, the dough from turning to chametz. But when it's warm, heating up, that's going to allow it to turn to chametz. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa Ha'afoy Shibishlu Kamar. Something that's baking something that already had been cooked in the past. Says Rashi, Afoy Shibishlu Kalamar Afoy Afilu Humivashal Achar Afiyo Einu Machmis. The other way around. If something's been baked already, I baked matzah, I have a good matzah, and then I take that matzah and I want to cook it, I put it into water, that will never turn to chametz. Once it's been baked and Roy Lachila, baking, cooking it afterwards, cooking again, just to be clear, baking is something without any liquid. Cooking is something with liquid. So you bake a cake, you bake challah, you bake matzah, you cook noodles, you'll cook something in a liquid. So if I already baked matzah, cooking it in water will not make it chametz anymore. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kemach Shenafel Tocha Dlaf, Afilu Kol Yom Kulo, Eino Bali Dei Chimetz. If you have flour and there's a drip, a dlaf, a leak from the roof, is dripping down on it, that will never come to be make chametz. And Rav Papa, he qualifies this, Vehu De'ovid Tif L'Hadei Tif, where it comes a constant drip after drip after drip after drip. The reason being, Rashi explains, is because just like roasting, when something's boiling, it never allows the chametz to rise. It's a constant movement. So too the drips will never give it a moment. It has to, for chametz apparently to rise, it has to be settled and relaxed. As long as there's movement, something touching it constantly, like the drips, it won't allow it to be turned into chametz. Amri debay Rabbi Shila Vatika Shari. Vasika Shari. What's Vasika? Rashi is Michael Kenach, some type of flour food. That will not become chametz.
Doesn't this sort of undermine the whole the brachs? Chash?
Yeah.
Because you're awfully can't come to the chametz.
Right.
And see any chash here.
Right. There is a point that there might be an issue of matzah shira. Some bring down matzah shir, soaking it in, let's say, egg. They want to make matzah brei or something. There might be an issue of matzah shira. Might be one of the concerns. But the gebrachs is a relatively a newer thing. Not so much sourced in the Rishon. It's more of a chumrah. But yeah, according to this, it sounds like gebrachs has no real basis in the halacha. But they learn from the Rambam, similar to gebrachs, they learn from the Rambam, that soaking something, matzah, soaking it into something, might be a problem matzah shir, I believe. That might be a second, but not. I'm not sure if that's a basis for gebrachs. I'm not that familiar with it. But those would be two issues. One is it might turn to chametz, which this seems to be against that, or an issue of matzah shira, soaking in like eggs or something afterwards. So this vasika, according to the first opinion, is permitted.
People who don't eat gebrachs, they don't use eggs.
Eggs with with matzah. I'm saying you want to take the matzah that's already been baked. And then I mix it with eggs, have matzah brei or something, or the French toast matzah brei. So that might be considered matzah shira still. I think the briskers might be makbid on that. So this vasik, which is some type of food made from flour, so that's permitted according to this first opinion. However, the hatanya vasika aser, the brisa tells me vasika is aser. Lokasha hod avdi b'mishicha v'milcha hod avdi b'mayi v'milcha. Depends what they use. If they use oil and salt, Rashi says that's permitted because mei peros, in this case shemen is mei peros, so that's not going to be machmitz. But if they use water and salt, so that will be considered, that will be machmitz. And one more line: Amar marzutra lo limche inish keder b'kimcha de'avshina dimolo bashel shaper v'asel de'chimitz. A person should not try to make their tafshil thick by putting flour. You use flour oftentimes to make something thick. A person shouldn't do that in the pot because it might you might not cook it well. And if you don't cook it well, it might end up just the fact that it became warm and moist might turn into chametz eventually. So a person shouldn't use flour on Pesach for the thickening of a tafshil. Okay. Stop here. A lot of technical things.